This is a podcast from RTE Radio.
The two residents cursed when I told them what Michael intended to do with the new house. They said the curse word at exactly the same time. They'd been married for a while, so it was probably natural. Michael is the man who's just bought the house that was for sale on the terrace, and this is what he told me he's going to do with it.
Rent it.
And rent is that what you do?
Yeah, the whole time.
You buy houses
to rent them out.
So the couple cursed when they heard that. Now, what they said wouldn't be a curse word now, but it is for their generation. They want a family on the street. They don't want Romanians, and they don't want what they call coloureds. Well, they don't need to worry about one group of so-called coloureds.
They were Nigerians, and I've never let out to Nigerians since.
This is The Terrace, a particular street in an Irish provincial town where we visit every week to record interviews and sounds. And there's really only one sound today. The misery of November has carried into December. One house calls out to announce it has a broken downpipe. Nearby, the rain plays on the plastic covering the pallets of bricks for a new driveway. You heard last week the work beginning on the driveway with the little digger and the angle grinder, but there'll be no work today. What do you do in a day when it's too wet to work?
I'll go home. Home, that's it.
There's probably a list of jobs waiting for you at home, is there?
Oh, always, always.
Halfway up the terrace, the council have arrived, backing up a big yellow street cleaner to suck out a blocked drain. Remember a few weeks ago, you heard the council at work on the flower bed at the far end of the terrace, how they were putting bark mulch onto the only public rose bed left in the town. Incredibly, some of the roses are still holding grimly onto their red blooms. But a woman who lives nearby doesn't see the roses, just the mucky mulch.
It's a nuisance. It's blown all over the place. You've mountains of it in the corners here.
All right.
And it's a waste of money, really. I don't know why they bother putting it down.
Well, he said they put it down because it looks nicer than putting the gravel down.
He doesn't have to clean it up. And I told him that out there one day. I said, that thing is a mess. I said, bags and bags of it going down. But it is. It's gathering in all the corners and everything. It's blown all over the place.
By the way, this woman has a cat that thinks it's a dog in a manger. We'll hear more about that next week. Back down the terrace in a warm, dry kitchen, Anne is cooking for her two teenage grandsons.
There's mince and there's beef and all the vegetables. There's celery, carrots, parsnips, onions and leeks.
And do they like it?
Yeah.
Do you offer them a choice? No?
No, I used to.
One of the grandsons, Gary, who's 16, is leaning against the door jamb of the kitchen watching his grandmother. He's in his school uniform, neat, tie pulled down a bit, hair tightly cut, and in one ear, a big diamante earring.
Was it sore?
Not really.
Is it?
I had worse falls off a bike.
Do you do competitive cycling?
I do, yeah. At the moment, I'm winter training for next summer. During the week, do a bit of running just to keep the tables turning.
And why did you decide to get the earring done?
I worked in a bike shop during the summer, and I decided one of the days I'd go up and get it done.
And did you tell the family beforehand?
No.
And what did they say?
And my mother kind of didn't mind. My dad just be ripping the piss out of me most of the time. Like,
oh, what does he say?
I think it's something that a puff would wear, kind of.
What do you think of it? Do you like it?
Oh, I like it, yeah. I think he's lovely.
Back up the street, the rain has eased, leaving a gale.
Approach them people already.
Which one? That one there?
That one and that one.
A young man is getting out of a builder's van in a high-vis vest.
Build on again.
He's Michael, and he's looking at his new purchase.
Most of the people that have
in any house I have around here would be foreigners. Some of them are nurses, the rest are foreigners.
Because there's a big hospital in the town?
There's a big hospital, just a 5 minute walk away, and it's a very handy location for nurses.
And you just start, is this what you started off when you came left school?
No, I started, I'm in the roofing trade still, and then I started into buying houses 4 or 5 years ago, and just have kept building it up and building it up the whole time.
And is it a risky business getting involved? You're a young man now, are you in your 30s?
32.
32?
Yeah.
And you've quite a few rental properties now?
Yeah, in around 18 rental properties altogether.
Right. Have you not an awful lot of worries with all these houses, and you don't know if people are wrecking them or things like that, or how do you know who to let into them? And
some of the houses in Dublin, you give them through a letting agency. They work through a letting agency. They look after it. They take 1 month's fee for the year, and then here I can keep an eye on it, no problem at all.
Have you had any bad experiences?
Yeah, I had one bad experience where I couldn't evict someone from a house because they had a small child with them. They weren't paying the rent and they had ripped up the floorboards upstairs to use it for firewood. That was my worst experience.
Well, how did you resolve it?
No comment.
Did you intimidate them?
I had to get... Well, I told them it was in their best interest to move on, and that was it. And then I made sure there was people outside the house making noise at night time while they couldn't sleep.
And what about the law? Could you not go to law over it?
Law won't do nothing. The guards won't do a thing. Solicitors can't do it, and nothing at all. They were Nigerians, and I've never let out to Nigerians since.
But you can't write off all Nigerians just because... Like, that's what people did about the Irish.
I know, but now two of my friends in Swords had bad experience with them before as well. So that's why I don't rent to the Nigerians anymore.
But isn't that what people did to the Irish abroad, yeah. You know? Like,
I know, I was abroad in America and it did happen, but I just don't want to go down the same route now. So anyone that I rent now, it's no children, basically. It's professionals or it's people that just don't have kids.
And did the other neighbours not give out that there was noise being made outside the house?
They didn't mind, they wanted rid of them as well. They were causing a nuisance in the area, so they didn't mind.
Now, looking at this house here...
Yeah.
Who else was going for that besides you?
A younger couple, and there was two nurses going for it as well.
Would you wonder now about if a street like this, if there was a younger couple who came in and made that their home, it would be a very stable sort of a street and it would...
Oh, definitely.
But now a fellow like you is coming in and you're renting it out. Is that not going to make it a kind of a soulless sort of a...
A ruthless sort of a place? I know exactly what you mean, but... That's my business. That's what I'm in. That's the job I'm in, like, to make a few pounds. So people have to have somewhere to live. There is nowhere for people. Like, the agents who sold me that house said they have a list of people waiting to get into houses, from professionals to people coming in from other European countries to get into houses because they've nowhere for them to live.
So it's a 60-year-old Pebble Dash three-bedroom house. How much will you rent that house? Does it need work, first of all?
It does need work. I need to extend the kitchen at the back, and then I'm going to put a granny flat onto the side of it. That'll rent out for about, when I'm finished with it, about $850 a month.
That's not much.
No.
Like, you're in Dublin, what is it, $1,100, $1,200?
It's $1,100, $1,200, but I've got a free site. And when I build a house, the house on the side of it, that'll be worth, they're reckoning, around 250,000, which will bring in another 700 or 800 a month. So there's where the value comes in.
But there's only about 15 feet at the side, or 12 feet
there's
at the
15
side.
Feet at the side, but there's the garden at the back goes right back the whole way.
So, and presumably you won't be doing this work yourself. Will you?
Oh, yeah. That's...
So you put roofs on houses and then you can Well,
what I'll do is I'll put two driveways in the front of it, get the foundations dug out, and I have a man that works for me that oversees all that.
Great. Have you family?
I have. Two children.
Do you get to see them much?
I do, all the time.
Do you?
a lot of the time, because mostly, well, what I have working for me is father, uncle, myself and brother, and they'd run the sites, and then I'd be mostly working from a home with paperwork, checking up on sites, paying men, things like that, and then do this the whole time as well. But like, when you have a few lads helping you out that are working for you, it's,
right.
It's no bother at all. I have a total of 46 men working for us full time now, about a year and a half.
And you're a 32-year-old man?
32 years.
Are you a millionaire yet?
Nearly.
Is that what you wanted to do? What?
No. I didn't know what... I knew I was going to go into the father's business. Roof tiling and that. I knew I was going to go into that business, but I never thought, like, I'd go down to buying houses. The first house I bought in Ratote, the builder says, oh, buy another one. And I says, no, I haven't got the money to. And he said to me, look, buy another one, and within a year, that house will have gone up, sell it, and move around the corner. So that's what I did. And when I went to sell the first one I bought, it had gone up by 85,000. And before I moved around to the next one, it was already up by 60. So that's how it all started, and that's how I continued doing it.
Do you gamble?
No, I'm not gambling.
You don't gamble
well,
at all?
Maybe I am.
Great, thanks very much. Right. See you, lads. Thanks. Thank you.
Enjoy. Back at Anne's, the dinner's ready, and she sees me out to the door. There are chimes on the porch.
That's how I'm able to know that he's coming in. He can't sneak in and out.
Come back any time, says Anne, except Tuesday mornings.
Tuesday I go to St. Anthony's.
What's that?
St. Anthony, you know, the saint that when you lose anything you pray
to. Yes, yeah. Is there? And do you promise him money?
Yeah, and you always had to pay him. I gave him €2 this morning and I promised him a few more when I get a few more bob. I saw the change I had.
What are you looking for?
I'm looking for a few bob that I lost. A few dollars that I put away very safe. I was looking for them this week.
Is it in the house?
Oh, it's in the house. Oh, very safe in the house, yeah.
So you've given him €2?
I just gave him that, but I will give him, I told him when he finds it, then I'll come in and I'll give him a few bob.
He's mercenary, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. He doesn't. How high have you gone up on any other time? How much
have I haven't given 10.
Why do you keep losing things?
I just put them away too safe.
If you give the two lads €2, I'd say they'd go through the house.
Oh, I wouldn't let them. Yeah, I wouldn't let them. Just pull everything in. Friday morning, I do an hour in the Blessed Sacrament Chapel. You know that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's after bringing me through so much.
What kind of things did it bring you through?
Brought me through cancer.
Did it?
Did. Brought me through cancer. Brought me through another incident that my daughter was blamed for bullying, that she didn't bully. Turned out the little girl had been abused. And brought me through that.
I'm bothered by the whole thing you said about the Nigerians. So would you give a Nigerian fella a job?
No.
Just on face value. He walks in the door, he says he's from Nigeria, and you say...
Once bitten, twice shy.
But you said that happened to you abroad as
well. I know. Double standards, that's it. You're the first one to admit that I have double standards.
Next week on The Terrace, we'll find out, does Anne get those dollars? We'll catch up with Louise, who you remember is expecting... And we'll find out about the cat that thinks it's a dog in the manger.
You've been listening to a podcast from RTE Radio. For more details of our podcasts, visit rte.ie.